I'd like to call the meeting to order. Improvements of the minutes of the 8/12/15, 8/18 special meeting, and 8/18 regular meeting. Moved, second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Basically, everybody has a copy of the various reports. Has a hard copy of we have a resource recovery budget. Oh, very good. Anybody have a copy of this? You can look at that. We have a copy of the budgetary transfers for the month. We have a copy of expense. We also have revenue. And we also have new hire report. All right, any questions?
For this meeting.
Not just for the meeting.
Any news on sales tax?
What, starting fireworks?
Yeah.
I can't give you that.
No, specifics, but have you noticed any increase,
yeah,
Mr. Goldman?
I remember it, just like it's written.
My sales tax.
Yes, you may.
Mr. Goldman got his
holiday. All right, also, too, we just said that everybody has a copy of them. What do you call these things?
Legislative
appropriations regarding contract agencies. This was done through one of the committees, correct, Don?
You requested it.
I requested it. They went in through one of the committees. They increased
five
it.
Five of them have been sent to legislative programs. Because
please, one conversation at a time, please.
They answer to their committee. The other two, I believe it's awareness and soil and water, do not answer to their committee.
Mm-hmm.
So they came to us. But overall, you guys decide at the end of it.
What's up, sir?
You guys should both know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The county exec just came in. He said there was a passing of a veteran from town of Lloyd, Vito Dispenza. I know you know him really well. He's very good health as far as I knew. So it's very shocking. So. Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear.
Yep.
Very sorry.
All right. So I suggested that we do this during the budget process, that we look at these contract agencies, we look at them, we go through it like we have done in the past. Everybody agree to that? All right. Thank you very much. Okay, resolutions 322. Requiring a payment of a living wage to employees employed by the Ulster County that work minimum 17 hours per calendar week or 34 hours per pay period. Moved by.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Second. Any discussion?
I got to ask you a question. Does this cover us?
Yes.
Because if it does, then we don't have to worry about the pay raise from Jerry Benjamin.
It doesn't. We're not an hourly, are we?
No.
I knew that,
no.
But
no, I know.
I do appreciate you guys playing along with me.
There you go.
So
I didn't want to answer, buddy.
All right, any other discussion? Everybody knows how I feel about this. No disrespect, John, but I have other views on regarding.
May I just address what you did say last time, which I understand, and I certainly respect everything you say. Well, but you did say about not imposing this on other people. This is on our own. We make up our own budget. It's not announcing that the folks down the street have to do this. It's we ourselves. So
we ourselves.
If I may disagree with you just a little bit, my friend.
And the only reason you said you wanted to be upfront and be a leader here to demonstrate to the outside world where Ulster County is coming from regarding that. I think you said that you wanted to take the lead
and demonstrate
that Ulster County is taking the lead in increasing
and
the minimum
in
wage.
And if I may say, because the executive in his speech in Albany to the wage board advocated for this.
And I'm telling you, in Rich Gerentine's speech that I didn't make yet, I won't make, but I have a very bad feeling regarding setting policy or wages. And we set wages during negotiations. I think we're very fair regarding our wages to our people. And there again, I'm a business person. I negotiate with my employees what I pay them on an hourly basis or salary basis.
I don't disagree with you.
But anyway, Anybody else? If not, all in favor of this?
I'll go to move it.
You moved it, we second it. Right there, we moved it and second it?
Yeah.
All right. Who's in favor? 1, 2, 3. Against?
I'm going to decide.
Well, it didn't pass anyway, so. 3-2-1.
3-1.
3-1. 3-2.
Mary Beth.
Yeah.
Mary Beth.
Okay.
He's over there doing quiet.
So how are you going to... How are you going to... Don't cast his vote at all?
Mary Beth.
I think he has to, right?
You have to.
I ate it already.
It doesn't matter one way or the other.
So he said yeah.
He has
to say
no.
No.
Voting
all right. All right, 26. Well,
can I ask a question?
Yes, you're back.
Just some clarification. What my questions were to find out, maybe I can get the answers now. If the employees, the wages for the employees, I think the concept is fine. If they're getting health insurance or something as a benefit, does that change? From the people that I understand that are having trouble meeting reasonable wages, it's just about getting wages. But if we're giving, I think most of ours are within pennies of the $15. I think that's one of the things that I had heard.
In January, isn't some of them going
six,
up? For
the six that are on this list back. Are non-benefit,
bye-bye.
Which means they're not receiving health insurance from the county.
Okay, in that case, I'll vote yes.
4-2.
All right, resolution 326, request?
No. You need 5.
Requesting establishment of a cash on hand fund, Ulster County gang enforcement and narcotics team, urgent.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Excuse me?
Mr. Garantino, if you may, I have to look into this because I have no problem. The resolution itself, I think I might need to have some kind of account on here that allows me to increase it to $33,000. I have to contact the sheriff's department.
So, if I hear you correctly, Mr. Golnick, you're saying that we need to amend this to authorize you.
Correct.
To create an account for you.
Well, the account's here, but it doesn't authorize me to increase it.
Okay.
It's approved. You'll let us know.
Cool. We're gonna issue the funds.
Well, then why don't we?
This is my understanding of what's going on here. Currently, in the sheriff's safe, the undersheriff's safe, there's this $20,000. It's like the marked bills and everything else, and the serial numbers. Then they also have, let's say, $13,000 petty cash, if you will, okay, that they use to do buys. Currently, they don't show the 13 and the 20 as 33. They show, like, the 13. This is like a...
Well, yeah, on my general ledger, I only have authorization from the legislature of 13.
Right, so even though they have 33, this is to do whatever to show that they truly have 33,000. But right now, it shows they have 13,
correct.
And the 20 is... You know, so it's not like we're giving them any money. They've already got the money.
Understand.
This is just making it real.
He's trying to figure out a way to
see on this
to
resolution.
Do
it doesn't
give
them
the authority to do so.
Increases.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I want people to understand they already have the money. We're not giving them anything extra. It's just.
I think everybody else totally understands that.
Okay.
All right. So why don't we just hold this? Why don't we just hold this to next week? How's that?
Okay.
All right.
Send my vote.
Make a motion.
Make a motion to send the voting.
Okay, second?
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Make a motion to hold it for next week. Do we have to do that? Make a motion? All right.
Second.
Don?
Second.
No, you first. You're first.
You're first.
You're making the motion?
Yeah.
Carl, you're second.
Oh, okay.
All right, to hold it next week. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. 3:30, second of public hearing, local law 15, to modify the role of Officer County in a selection of independent order to be held on October 14th, 2015 at 6:10.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
What's that? Is this counter to our order? Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. All right, any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Did this pass committee?
This doesn't deny.
They shouldn't discharge them.
No, this is the
originating committee.
The executive vetoed, and this is a proposal to counter what was vetoed.
So this hasn't gone to committee.
This is the originating. This is the committee of original jurisdiction. So it's coming here first.
All right.
And they're going to be voting. Well, that vote it was vetoed.
This one was
not the
vetoed.
Yellow one.
The other
and
one
that could
related
be coming
to
up for
topic.
An override. If
correct.
They bring it up.
No. All right. I'm against.
I'm against it.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Me too.
I got it. Can I see it? Where?
What's that?
3:30.
3:30.
These things are all. These things are in order.
No, I'm good.
I have to. Here we go.
And Don is the only one.
This is the override.
TJ, yes or no?
This is a substitute ballot. It's a new proposal.
Did
it hasn't gone to committee or
violates
yes.
Rules.
Oh, okay.
The rules.
So why do we? So I'm a no on 3:30 then.
All right. So okay. Unanimous no.
Unanimous no.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I just have a make a quick comment on that.
Yes.
3:30.
Yep.
This was done to, and I figured that everybody would be pleased with this. I talked to the county executive's office in regard to this. It kind of just, you know, tells everybody, you know, you can't use the same person that does the auditing for any for the other purposes. I just want to know, if people are against this, I'd like to know why.
Well, I'll explain it, not that I have to, but, I think it's our decision. Not the county
executive.
Yeah,
but it will be
your
decision.
No, if we want to use the same firm to do both items, that's our decision. There's nothing saying we can't do that.
Well, there's nothing saying, but the purpose was because it would prevent the arguing from going on. And personally, I don't see anything wrong with what we're trying to accomplish.
And I think what we have done in the past worked very well. We had the same auditors, all same firm do two different functions. I think it worked out very well. And I think it's our decision as legislators to make that decision, not the county exec's decision.
So you would, so then you're just saying that you should be able to use either both or one firm to do both?
If the majority of legislators want to do that, I think yes.
Well, it's the audit committee.
Or the audit committee,
and
I'm
then
sorry.
They would have a legislature to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
May I ask one question?
Yep.
I mean, I just since you brought it up that you're asking a question. When we had the original vote, okay, and your caucus decided not to vote for it to give the county executive the veto ability to do it, why didn't you just bring this up to begin with? Why didn't you bring it up in committee? Why do we have to go through the song and dance of we did this, they did that, they did this? Because if you want cooperation, it's got to come from both ends.
So then in other words, you're doing it just because you're not in the mood to cooperate.
No, that's not true. For
not
me,
saying,
it's not.
I'm saying, know. Why didn't you bring it? Why didn't you bring it up to begin with?
Well, it's been here for quite
I mean, the original resolution was locked for a veto.
What?
Before it got to the legislature, it was already determined that it was going to be vetoed, before it was even voted on.
Because people felt that it was inappropriate to use the same for both. All this does is specify that you cannot use the same company for both functions.
And all I'm saying is I think it should be the option of the legislators to make that determination. If we want to use one company to use both, or we want to do two companies. It should be our decision, not anyone else's. Lynn?
If I may, and I tried to work with the sponsor of the original bill that got vetoed, which is it isn't the decision of the legislature. It's the decision
of the
audit committee, which is the decision of, you know, a handful of people, and it doesn't represent the body as a whole being able to vote on something. And that, to me, was the bigger problem. You know, to not have the body be a part of a decision that a small group
right.
makes is not representing the constituents, I think, in a fair manner.
And this comes back to the full legislature for full voting.
So we pick the audit committee.
The chairman does.
What the audit committee
well,
picks.
That's
the audit itself.
That's the change.
But the other one, who picks the other one? The other firm to do the other function.
The audit committee, Mr. Chairman. It's
the audit committee does the audit, yes.
Yes, the auditor.
But it also
who
makes
does
the decision.
You're
it never comes back to the body.
Animals?
And that's
yeah.
what
you
I have
to.
Problem
all right, so the audit committee does pick the auditor, if you whatever firm to do the audit. But the budget analysis is done by the full legislative body.
Mm-hmm. But
budget analyst.
Yep.
The budget analyst would oversee our budget is picked by the full legislative body.
In fact, you're doing it right now. The O'Connor Davies contract.
Because it's over 50.
So don't say you don't have input into it.
No, no, no. But okay. you don't have, the legislature as a whole has no control over what the, you know, has no voting right on the audit committee.
But
at
that's
all.
The way the charter set that up.
Other than
no,
the
that's the way this new bill is setting it up. It's not the way it was prior to this new bill. I beg to differ with you on that.
Right. Is it in the charter to set up?
It is, as far as I know, yes.
Which was arranged in 19 and voted on by the public.
Right. Mm-hmm. In 2012.
It's 06 or 08.
No, 2012, Mr. Chairman, was added in 2012.
Pete, I'd like to respond. We were running something. Other people were involved in putting something together, as you put something together as well. Mm-hmm. When I read what it was, I found something that I didn't think belonged in the resolution. And at that point, it was changed. I provided you with a copy of things with three different scenarios, three things that I thought had to be looked into and changed. I understand the one was revised. I didn't hear about it. And the other two weren't. So on just a cursory look, I saw something that needed to be changed, and we were going into an in-depth look in order to make sure there weren't anything else that was wrong with it. When yours came through on the deadline, there was no point in going any further. So my no vote is not because I don't agree with you, but that the concept is right. I just don't know if it's all right within standing the analysis that would be given to it, because this was only done...
If I recall correctly, it was pretty much semantics.
No, you changed one of the three that was total anything but semantics. It was totally right. And so you changed it, so which is fine. And I think it's a good thing you did. But I don't know what else is. We were looking with a lawyer. We were looking with all kinds of things in order to really flesh this out to determine if there were other things. Since we found the first one, since I found the first one so easily, that I wanted to look further before I agreed to anything, and then we ran out of time.
Well, it's been defeated.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've been very liberal. Let everybody talk about it after we voted on it. But
let's go on. Liberal now.
What's that? I know. I'm getting very liberal, John.
Liberal.
I get any more liberal, I might pass that minimum wage, you know?
I'm getting scared.
Resolution 334, approving the execution of a contract excess of $50,000 into the county by Bolte County Community Development Corporation. Moves. Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay. Can we bunch 335, 336? 335 and 336.
Yeah, I'll move to
lump
them there.
Okay. Second?
Second to bundle.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor for bundling, say
yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
On the two resolutions, moved by?
I'll move it.
TJ, second by Don.
Yeah.
Any discussion? If not, roll call, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 337. Yep, this is for a consultant for the contract for a budget review. Moved by?
Move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? No? All right. Resolution 338 and 339. And 341.
Nope.
Nope, what?
Nope, that's its policy.
Okay. 338 and 339. Bundle? TJ?
So moved.
Second?
One second.
Any discussion about bundling? If not, all in favor say aye.
I'm not in favor of bundling.
You're not in favor of bundling?
Because someone's talking about 338.
Well, we can still talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll bundle.
All right. Bundle. I make it very easy for you.
Thank you.
All right, resolution 338 and 339. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay, Carl?
I've got a question. If I may ask Deputy County Executive Cornell. It's another contract for foster care.
Yes.
This is a Vermont based home.
Yeah.
For special needs. Yeah, these are special needs children.
This is a program. We have not had anyone, we haven't used this facility since 2010. A child who gets with special needs, certain needs, would be most appropriate to place this child in this program, so we're putting a new contract in place.
And I was looking at the contract, but it's not attached to the warrant packet here, but I had it at the Health Committee meeting. Mm-hmm. I got it online. I guess Don sent it to me. So this contract not only it only houses the kids, you know, room and board, but it also, it's a school. I mean, it's their school. They're being schooled.
That's right.
Okay, so they're Ulster County youth being housed in a in the state of Vermont, going to the state of Vermont school.
Absolutely.
10, right?
Okay.
They believe they the schooling might be internal. I don't know the specifics.
It looked like it was internal. Yeah, it was. Yeah. They have a school. They have all kinds of programs for the kids. They've got art and this and that, which I think is great. How many kids are going there?
Presently, we were intending on putting one child in this program.
Okay.
They have some specialized programming. Carl, these are children with significant psychiatric needs where they need to be monitored 24 hours a day, someone up all night monitoring the children. These are unique circumstances.
I understand. Okay. 35% of 235,000.
These are extremely expensive contracts. We're required by state law to place these children and provide this care.
And how come we can't place them in Ulster County?
First of all, you match the child with the programming that best meets their needs. We always try to place children in a situation that will make it most beneficial to them for visiting and whatnot. Again, this is a very special situation.
I apologize, Mr. Chairman, for taking up the time. I didn't get this opportunity to call him this weekend. He wasn't at the Health Committee meeting last Monday. So.
Okay. It's nothing different from what we've said in the past.
All right.
Any other questions?
This is the first contract since 2012.
We had a contract in 2010 with this facility. Okay. We have a child that requires the programming at this facility. It's a right match, so we're looking to reinstitute a contract.
Okay. All right. Do we vote on it?
Not yet.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, 341, adopt the anti-discrimination policy in accordance with Section 504, Rehabilitation Act 1973 as amended and associated with grievance procedures. Moved by who?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
344, authorize the chairman to execute a contract with the United States Housing Trust Fund represented by the Governors of Storm Recovery for federal funding for implementation of community block grant disaster recovery, Department of Planning. Moved.
I'm moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
345, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with any amendments to contract New York State Department of Health contained with WIC, Department of Health. Move.
I'll move. Go ahead, I'll second.
Discussion? No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
346, amending the 2015 Ulster County budget to include additional allocation of funds to Ulster County for the New York State Office of Aging.
I'll move it.
Moved by Don. Second by?
I'll second.
TJ. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
347. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a participation agreement and any amendments thereto with the New York State Division of Homeland Security Emergency Services for participation in local emergency management performance grant for fiscal year 2015 and amending Ulster County 2015 budget. Moved by?
I'll move. I'll second.
Discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
348. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement of any amendments thereto the New York State Division of Homeland Security Emergency Services for 2015 State Homeland Security, amending Ulster County Budget, Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Authorize 349. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature the agreement with a lease agreement with the Pine Professional Center for Office of Ulster County Probation Department of Public Works Building and Ground.
Move it.
Move. Second.
I'll second.
Any questions? Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. They're moving. Probation is not moving, but they're leasing space.
Traditionally lease space in New Paltz.
Since 1999.
Okay. Right on 299.
Yep.
Okay.
The old funeral home. We don't tell them there's ghosts.
You kill them, we kill them.
Yeah. I used to work. I did a lot of bodies in that building.
That didn't sound good.
I don't know what
it's on tape.
Easy,
that didn't sound good.
It was the auto body place.
Wait, I worked in the funeral home there.
I thought it was a car place. You were fixing cars.
Are there any other discussion about bodies? If not, roll call. All in favor, side.
Aye.
351, authorize the conveyance of county owned property to original owner, Department of Finance. Moved.
I'll second.
Whatever works. However you got it.
Any discussion?
It's 351.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
352, we have an amendment.
A bunch of them.
A bunch of amendments that are included in the resolution. Authorize the Commissioner of Finance to amending resolution number 161 of the County of Ulster County adopted on June 2011.
Yeah, June 21st of 2011.
No, I'm sorry.
So all right.
Move the resolution, then we'll make the amendments.
Move
second.
Thank you.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
No. Move the resolution first.
Right, then we have to approve
And then make the amendments.
Okay.
Make the amendments.
All right, the amendments are all
so
inclusive.
I'll move it as amended.
No, first you got to make the amendments. Hmm? Move the amendments. You make.
Oh, I was trying to move the amendments.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Right, I was moving the resolution as amendments are made in the thing.
I'll
Bass Ackwards. Okay, I moved the amendments as noted in the resolution. See, I knew that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And these are just all
second. Okay.
The what?
These are just all punctuation. I mean, it's basically
somewhat,
just
somewhat. It's fixing it,
changing the deal of it,
making it better.
Right.
More better.
Yes.
Looks good.
Actually, it was more better. Plus, there was some. Errors into the original deed.
That's what the resolution is.
Well, yeah, but we're not, that part's something. We got 12.
That's for.
All right, but anyway.
We're de-jubulating.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Of the amendments. Now move.
Move the resolution with
the resolution amendments. Yeah.
All right.
I'm exhausted.
Move second.
Second.
All right, any discussion? If not, roll call on that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
353, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature under an agreement with the Town of Lloyd regarding the Town of Lloyd's lease agreement with a third-party communication provider at 21 Water Tower Road in Town of Lloyd, County of Ulster. Moved by.
Move it.
Mary Bett's going to move that one.
Move.
There you
I'll
go, Mary Bett. Second.
Anything for the Town of Lloyd.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
How about that $1 million? Is that okay with TJ?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No, for the Town of Lloyd.
Yeah, if we got it in there, what the hell, man? If they can put it
together
the right way, I'm okay with that.
358.
Good for
the
gander.
Approving the memorandum of agreement by and between the County of Ulster, Ulster County Sheriff, Ulster County Deputy Sheriff, PBA, and the memorandum of agreement by between the County of Ulster, Ulster County Sheriff, Ulster County Deputy Sheriff's Patrol, Board of Supervisors units. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second by.
I'll second.
All right, this was late because they negotiated. Bert, you want to just give us a background of all this?
The PBA and the SO union have been out of contract since 2009 was their last contract. This catches them up actually all the way through 2017. I don't know if the committee recalls they've had arbitration before, which it cost us $1.2 million for 2 years. So from 2010 to 2015, it's $1.2 million. The agreement was 2% from 2010 through 2017, but we're only paying retro from July of 2013 up until it's passed by the committee.
By the legislature.
Until when? Till today?
When the legislature adopts it.
Right.
So, you know, and when the county exec signed it. So.
Any questions?
How long is this agreement for?
Through 2017.
17.
Yes.
So, Bert, they're getting 2% in 2010, or they're not getting
their
retro?
Their rates are,
but they're not getting any monies
correct.
Up until half a year.
July 1st, 2013.
Correct.
Yep.
It's a historic deal. I read that.
It's a what?
It was a historic deal.
Pretty good contract.
More for deal.
Mm-hmm. More for it.
Retro
jump. It's been more great.
Two thirds of the $1.2 million is the retro.
Right.
The other part is the current year,
right.
15.
Because they were given 2% when you said 2012
with no retro?
No retro. Right. I mean, the rates change, but we're not paying anything.
Right.
Yeah. So
It's a $1.2 million cost over the whole period or just up
through this year. It'll get through this year.
What is unassigned fund balance?
That is what we have.
Unappropriated fund balance?
Unappropriated fund.
Okay.
That's,
right.
That's just the name of the account, Mr. Chairman. Somewhere.
It's not unappropriated. It's unassigned?
That's what it's same considered. Difference? Same difference. Okay. Same terminology.
I never saw the unassigned.
Yes, that is the new, not new, but it's
GASB
52, I believe, yes. Changed the names of fund.
And do we have a set amount in that unassigned fund balance?
The end of, I have not had audited financials. At the end of 13, I can give you that number next week.
Would
I
you
don't
please?
Have the time to
I appreciate it.
Yep. I'll email Don tomorrow.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Oh, sure.
You got to vote on that.
I understand. Awesome. If not, this is, who would know what the outcome would be if we went to arbitration? Mm-hmm. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's before us now. Seems like a fair
and
deal
that would only
for everybody.
Be 2 years on arbitration. You'd have to enter into another agreement for 12 and 13 if they go to arbitration again. So.
And then probably get some retro, which goes on their base.
Correct. Yep.
So you take all this stuff off the base. Mm-hmm. It's all those years. That adds up.
Yep.
So it's everybody's pleasure. I'm a yes.
Yes.
I'm a yes.
Anybody know? Nope.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. You're yes.
Yes. All in favor? Yes. All right. That's it. No more resolutions.
2016 budget.
What's that?
New business,
which was
2016 budget.
Oh yeah, we have a budget outline of. Everybody has a copy of that.
The schedule.
The schedule itself. All right.
So what days do we have our
public hearings?
Our public hearings.
It's on the schedule.
Here.
It's November 9th.
I think
10th.
It's 10th and 12th.
And
yeah, but I mean the ones when we discuss them up here.
Oh, with the
here?
Consultant?
Yeah. No, Ways and Means.
Ways and Means. Oh, that day? It looks like November 16th, TJ. You go through to the bottom.
Okay.
That's pasta day.
Yeah, well, 16th through the 18th.
16th through the 18th. I don't know which day we'll have pasta.
Okay.
All right.
So it makes it all worthwhile.
It depends how quickly you get through the process. And how you guys listen to me.
I'm making
a little vino, yeah. Yes, the more vino you get, the better your chances.
Yeah. Any other thing anybody wants to bring up?
Chris White.
Oh, yeah, Chris White, we asked him to come this meeting regarding, what was it for?
The Shokan Rail Trail,
to give us an update where we are, what the situation is. He did not have necessary information to come to this meeting. We will schedule it for not next week, but probably the following month. Mm. All right?
Yep. Cool.
Anything else?
Yeah, we got to do the agent
meeting. Motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Schedule. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.